The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
We'll start the second quarter, turns it over. Fast break, 2-on-1. They dish it to Walker. The layup is good. And a 4-point lead here for Gibbon.
Tonight, the postseason tips off in Kearney with the opening round play-in of the girls' D19 sub-district as the Axtell Wildcats battle the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
They'll lob it for Cuttaback. Out to the top of the key. Over on the left wing, they'll try to get it to Van Meter. Van Meter drives, puts the shot up, no good. Cuttaback the rebound, back up and in. And a Cuttaback cuts it to one.
There's plenty of familiarity in the sub-district with all five teams competing in the full Kearney Conference. Amherst clipped Axtell before the Christmas break, and tonight's winner will advance to Tuesday's matchup with the top seed Overton. It's the Broncos and Wildcats coming up next, but first, a new Texas pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. The 2014 postseason begins for high school basketball with Class C and D girls sub-district opening round action. Tonight it's the D19 opener between the Axtell Lady Wildcats and the Amherst Lady Broncos. At this time of the year, it is very rare to play on a Monday night and have two teams with winning records, but all five teams are out of the Fort Kearney Conference, and all five teams have winning records, which makes it very interesting that a very few sub-districts have a team that plays on Monday night with a legitimate chance to not only win the sub-district, but to win the district title. And you have to think that is the case here tonight. Amherst has had plenty of experience. Now, they're a little bit up and down, but Axtell, the team we look at tonight, here's a team that record is probably deceiving. They have played at less than full strength probably about 18 of their 21 games this season. They played the first half of the season without Hannah Kring, a lot of games without Catherine Sorensen, who comes off the bench. Even Lauren Lundeen, who led the way for them most of the season, had to miss a few games, including the last time that these teams played right before the Christmas holiday break. So this Axtell team is way different than the team that Amherst saw the first time that these squads met, when Amherst got off to that nice 5-2 start to the season and beat Axtell at Axtell 36-31. It's been a long time since the Christmas holiday break. We're 2 months removed, and we'll see who advances on to take on a red-hot Overton team who won the Fort Kearney Conference title, but maybe their most competitive game was in the quarterfinals against Axtell. Because of some of those early season losses, they did not get the higher seeds and ended up being the 7th seed in the conference tournament and gave Overton really all they wanted before falling and missed a couple of games that they probably deserved to be in the semifinals and then either the championship or the consolation. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Amherst Broncos, number 15 is a 5'5 junior, Sydney Tobenheim. Number 32 is a 5'5 sophomore, Jessica Eckout. Number 35 is a 5'6 senior, Ashley Kreitz. Number 40, 5'9 junior, Courtney Martinson. And number 45, a 5'9 sophomore, Casey Jurgens. The head coach is Nikki Eckout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst is 12-10 on the season. For Axtell, number 10 is a 5'5" junior, Kit Wells. Number 13 is a 5'5" senior, Laura Lundeen. Number 14 is a 5'5" senior, Gabby Nickel. Number 21, 5'6" senior, Carly Prasoski. And number 24, a 5'11" junior, Hannah Kring. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold. Axtell is 12-9 on the season, and the Wildcats have won 6 of their last 7 games. The only loss was to Overton in the conference tournament. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, Kearney, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank. Coming up, it is the start of D19 action. We remind you that on ESPN 1460, we've also got high school basketball up at Kearney High, the C110 opening round game between the Gibbon Lady Buffs and Broken Bow Lady Indians. Our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be ready to tip off the postseason for 2014 as Amherst and Axtell get ready to tip it off after this timeout on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rick Petrie here at Kearney Catholic, as we are ready to go for the opening game in the D19 sub-district between the Amherst Lady Broncos wearing the traveling red with white trim and the Axtell Lady Wildcats, the home white with the purple trim. Here in the first half, it'll be Amherst moving from left to right, Axtell from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Again, don't forget we're also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're ready to get the ball in the air. Let's get this sub-district tournament underway. And the opening tap is going to be controlled by Amherst as they will take the ball in the backcourt. And across the timeline with it will be Tobenheim. Opening up in a man-to-man defense will be Axtell. Tobenheim drives, gives it in the corner, right back to Sydney from Kreitz. Tobenheim with a couple of dribbles, nowhere to go. She's guarded out there by Nickel. Tries to dump it in on the low post. Turnaround jumper up and in for Casey Jurgens to start the basketball game. Amherst with our opening bucket. Now Axtell brings it across the timeline with Laura Lundeen, who can get you 20 at any time very fast. Hannah Kring, the 1-2 combination. Kring tries to go backside to Prasoski, has it tipped and taken away. But then Amherst, fast breaking the other way. They also lost the basketball. So each team turns it over, and Axtell has it again. On the right elbow with it is Prasoski. Prasoski dumps it into the corner to Lundeen, drives in, dribbles it off her foot, lost the basketball, second turnover on as many possessions, and Amherst again trying to go too quick, throws it away. So maybe some adrenaline and some nerves early on here to get this basketball game underway. Both teams know they can get up and down the floor. And trying to do that here early on, a couple of turnovers. A minute in, Amherst got the first bucket. It's 2-0. Lundeen will bring it across the timeline. Amherst is going with a 1-3-1 zone look here. With it is Lundeen over to the right side to Nickel. Nickel drops it down to the baseline. Prasoski, they're really trying to keep an eye on Hannah Kring. Dump it into the right-hand corner. Prasoski, throw over the top of the zone to Wells. Wells into the lane. She's stuffed by Juergens. Juergens held her ground. The ball picked up by Ashley Kreitz. So three possessions, and the Wildcats have come up empty. Across the timeline with it will be Taubenheim on the right side. Working over here, overloaded on the right side, dribbling in place. She better do something with the ball. 5 second count is on. Finally picked it up. Goes to the free throw line to Kreitz. Kreitz drives up and under. Kring blocked the shot, but a travel called before that. Amherst thought that they were going to get a foul call, but instead a travel was called. Players already were lining up on the free throw line, but a travel called on Amherst, and that'll be their third turnover. So since that opening possession, we've had some rough basketball with five turnovers between the two teams. Into the right-hand corner, Wells bounces it back out to Lundeen. Lundeen looks to the top of the circle, reverse it to the left-hand corner to Wells. Need to move the ball quickly against the zone. Crane goes backside. Lundeen cut off, kicks it into the corner. Wells, was that partially blocked, or did that just slip out of her hand because it hit off the top of the backboard and went out of bounds? So it'll belong to Amherst, and now Axtell puts some pressure on. That's kind of the deal. Axtell wants to score and trap. They think they can really have an advantage there. But if they can't score, they can't pressure. Eckhout breaks the pressure, brings the ball up herself to the right elbow to Juergens over the left wing. Here's a three-pointer on the way, too strong from Taubenheim. And the rebound will be brought down by Lundeen. Lundeen already passed one, passed two all the way in. Left-handed layup, too strong, no good. Then it goes out of bounds off Axtell. And Amherst will get the basketball. 5:36 to go, first quarter, 2-0. Axtell trailing here. Amherst getting the only bucket on a Casey Juergens post-up. Inbounds pass comes to Taubenheim. Brings it right up the floor, across the timeline. Hands it off to Martinson. Martinson lost her defender, drives all the way in, scores, and draws a foul. Martinson was trying to set a screen up here around half court, and Lundeen tripped over her foot and went down, and that caused some confusion for the Axtell defense. And a foul going to be called on Carly Prasoski. Will give Martinson a chance for a three-point play. Adler Jr. puts the free throw up, and it bounces in. So a 5-0 start here for Amherst, and they'll drop back in their 1-3-1 zone. Lundeen brings it across the timeline over to Hannah Kring, back up top to Wells. Wells drives into the corner and gives it off to Nickel. Back up to Kring on the right elbow. They got to get her involved here quickly. She's open underneath, but they miss her on that one. They'll kick it back out. This looks like a game where Axtell's going to have to score in bunches. Once they score, they slap the press on, but they've been shut out in the first 3 minutes, and they're going to turn it over again. No, they're going to say it rolled off of Eckhout's leg as Wells ended up on the ground. So a break for the Wildcats that it took one more bounce before going out of bounds. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Wells will throw it to the high post. Prasoski drop step back to Wells. Wells on the baseline, drives, has it partially blocked from behind by Eckhout, and then Amherst dropped the ball out of bounds. They had it and let it slide out. So a lot of anxious moments here early on as a ball fake by Lundeen gives her an open 16-footer, and she'll drain the first shot of the game for Axtell. Simple inbounds play, ball fake, and Lundeen scores. Now across the timeline, Amherst dribbled right into the pressure, lose the ball, and a foul. So there you go. Axtell finally scores, and they get what they want out of the deal. A fourth Amherst turnover and a foul on Sydney Taubenheim, the first of the game on Amherst. Dribbled right into that trap that Axtell had set. Lundeen will bring it to the top of the circle here, trailing 5-2. Over to Prasoski, back up top Wells dumps it into the corner for Nickel. Kring posting up, really being double-teamed, comes inside, has it blocked once, got it back, back up and in, and a foul. Juergens got the second block shot of the game, but hanging right with it there was Hannah Kring, and she's got a chance for a three-point play to tie this game up. And the foul's on Tobenheim, two quick ones on Sydney. And she's going to check out. Heather Bentley is going to check in. And for Axtell, here comes Ashley Schnell. And Wells will catch a breather. And Kring, the junior, puts the free throw up and in. So the first five to Amherst, the next five to Axtell. We're tied with 4:25 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Axtell puts that pressure on. And with Tobenheim not able to run the point anymore, they've got Martinson trying to run it, and here's it over and back. This really is going to put a crimp in the style of Amherst. Five turnovers here in the first quarter, and we haven't played 4 minutes yet. So they're going to have to rely on their half-court defense to come up with stops like they had the first 3 minutes as Lundeen draws the double team. Swings it over on the left wing to Nickel. One dribble, tries to lob it back to Lundeen. It's tipped and stolen away. Headed the other way with the basketball is Martinson. She'll score. So after turning it over, Courtney gets the steal, and she's got 5 of the 7 points, and Amherst regains the lead. 7-5 here in the D1-9 sub-district opener. Lundeen, bounce pass over to Nickel in the left-hand corner. Tries to force it into Kring, rejected right back to Nickel. Her quick shot, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by the Broncos. Underneath, it's Juergens. She needs some help. And finally, a baseball pass to the other end. Martinson collects it, bounces off Lundeen. A little 7-footer, no good. Prasoski picks up the loose ball to Wells. Long outlet pass to Kring from Lundeen. She caught it. She drives. She scores. What a catch by Hannah Kring as Eckout was right there on her to try and deflect it, but Kring just a little bit taller, got the job done. 7-7. Amherst across the timeline against the pressure, and now from the backside, here's another steal. Lundeen sneaks in there. Axtell will push the ball up the floor. It's turned into a track meet. Once you get a little bit of scoring, that's what you're going to see. Top of the key, Lundeen might have walked at the ball, but they let it go, and as she drives, a foul called on Amherst. And Lundeen will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. So we went 3 minutes and scored 2 total points. In the next 2 minutes, we scored 12. And the foul called here on Casey Juergens will be her first. And Lundeen will put the free throw up and in. And Axtell has their first lead at 8-7. And checking in for Amherst will be Steph Dunnerman and Sierra Rubicek. Second free throw down for Lundeen. Heather Bentley's in there. It's up, it's in. So a lot of subs in the ball game right now for Amherst, and we'll see how they do. Eckout stays in there with Martinson. They trail for the first time at 9-7 after a 5-0 lead, and going for a steal, Kit Wells comes over the back of Eckout. That'll be the first foul on Wells, second team foul, and coming in for Amherst will be Jaden Bosshammer. So Coach Nikki Eckout, who says that she is going to step aside at the end of this season, trying to find the right combination here to keep her season alive for the Broncos. As they try to lob it inside, it's tipped away, coming up with a loose ball, going to the other end, Wells, and has it blocked off her leg and out of bounds. So again, the teams exchange turnovers, and Amherst will get the ball back, trailing 9-7 with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Against the pressure, the pass comes to Bosshammer. Throws backwards to Dunnerman into the front court. Tried to get it to Eckhout, and it's picked off again. Steal made Lundeen. 2-on-2. Off-balance shot is good. 6 for Laura Lundeen. 11-7. We told you as soon as they score, that's what's going to put Axtell in front of their game plan. Again, the pass knocked away. This is not what Amherst wants. They do not want to have to play this full-court game. But when they can put the press on Axtell's side, that's what you're going to get. Amherst is going to have to handle it, and their point guard, Sydney Tobenheim's on the bench with 2 fouls. Hannah Kring re-enters the game for Axtell. Amherst ball, they'll toss it into the front court. Eckhout gives it over to Bosshammer. Bosshammer goes to the back cut, ball deflected, but picked up there by Rubicek, and they'll reset it to Eckhout. She's open for 3, top of the key, good. Ball simply got deflected out to Jess, who is one of the leading 3-point shooters. And that's the first 3-pointer of the game, 11-10, Axtell. Wells, the left-hand corner, on the wing to Lundeen. Lundeen off the high pick, comes into the lane. The running one-hander off the square is good, and Lundeen showing why she is one of the leading scorers in the conference, has eight, and there's another steal. Hannah Kring with it, 4-on-2. Wells, layup, good. And Amherst will have to call a timeout. 9 Amherst turnovers here in the first quarter of play. And after going scoreless in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, the next 3.5, Axtell has put up 15. 1:32 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Axtell 15, Amherst 10. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Doug Duda with you in the opening game of the D19 sub-district. Fort Kearney Conference rivals, Amherst and Axtell. And out of the timeout, Amherst trying to break that press, but they are just being tore up here. And finally, we get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Axtell. That is the 10th turnover for Amherst here in the first quarter. Now checking in, Madison Miller. Coach Eckhout has used at least 10 players. And for Coach Cooksley, he's going to keep rotating his kids back in. Back in will be Nickel and Prasoski. Out there with Kring, Lundeen, and Snell. 15-10 in favor of Axtell. Started the game down 5-0. Since then, they've outscored Amherst 15-5. Snell gets over the left wing, Lundeen. Couple of dribbles to her right, picks her dribble up, goes to the left elbow to Kring, down to Prasoski, around one defender, but runs into the second defender, which is Rubicek, who blocks the shot out of bounds. That's four blocked shots I've got for Amherst here in the first quarter of play. 8 points in the quarter for Lundeen, 5 for Kring. And on the inbounds, they find Lundeen for an open three at the top of the key. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out to Eckhout. Eckhout has it knocked out of her hands, but it goes out of bounds, and it will stay with Amherst. Amherst really hasn't even got a whole lot of half-court sets here in the last couple of minutes. The only one they had, Eckhout, hit a three. And she'll inbound it to Madison Miller. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Lundeen pokes at the ball, can't get it. Over to Eckhout. Dribbles to the right side of the elbow. Backs it outside the arc. Fires it inside to Rubicek. Kicks it out for a 15-footer. No good by Dunnerman. Chasing it down to the back corner. It'll be grabbed by Heather Bentley. Bentley will fire it over to Miller, and Miller's going to be fouled from behind if she takes the 12-footer. Madison Miller a chance to get in the scorebook here in the first quarter. The foul will be on Gabby Nickel, her first, and the team's third. 32 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And the free throw by the sophomore Miller hits the front of the iron, no good. Kit Wells re-enters. And a second free throw coming up for Miller. And Madison will push that one up there and through. Miller hits one of two, and it's 15-11 Axtell. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Across the timeline, dribbling to the left wing is going to be Lundeen to Nickel, right back to Laura. Comes to the right side to Wells. Playing patient here, maybe looking for the last shot, but still playing inside the arc. Leave it in the corner. Prasoski thought about the three, decides to drive, kicks it back out to Lundeen with eight. Laura down the lane, has room, and she'll score. Can Amherst get a shot away? 3 seconds, 2 seconds. No, they will not. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It is Axtell 17 and Amherst 11. This is the D19 Girls Subdistrict Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney Catholic. We have made it through one quarter of play in the D19 girls opening round game. And it is 17-11 in favor of Axtell after falling behind by a score of 5-0. And Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Working the man-to-man back in after sitting a long time. Tobenheim gives it to Eck out, tries a three. It's no good. Kring will pull down a rebound. We didn't have a lot of rebounds in the first quarter. You were either scoring or you were turning it over. Lundeen, here's a three. Off the heel, no good. 0 of 2, follows her shot, gets her rebound, but then traveled with the basketball. Again, one of those you can live with, Lundeen with the hustle. They ended up getting tripped up as she tried to take it inside. 10 turnovers in the first quarter for Amherst. Axtell had 4. Leading the way for Amherst, Courtney Martinson with 5. Laura Lundeen had 10 for Axtell. And Martinson drives the lane. Her runner sits on the front of the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Nickel. Didn't have the numbers, so she'll come back to Lundeen. Fires it into the corner to Wells. Drives the baseline. There's room. The runner is no good. The ball is deflected to the other side. Picked up by Prasoski. Carly inside trying to get it to Kring. Has it taken away. Fast break by Tobenheim, but doesn't have numbers. She'll try to get it to the trailer account and throws it to Lundeen. Lundeen out ahead of the pack. The uncontested layup. Good. A dozen points for Laura Lundeen. 19-11. That's the biggest lead of the game for Axtell as Amherst gets it across the timeline. And a reach-in foul. Lundeen slapped her on the arm. And for Laura, that'll be her first personal foul. Fourth team foul on Axtell. Axtell is controlling the pace, but can they stay rested long enough? Reagan Miller will come in. Coach Kelly Cooksley will definitely have to watch how many players he plays so that they don't run out of gas in the second half, because this is the pace they want to play, score and press. Tobenheim with a basketball for Amherst. Has it knocked away, goes and gets it, dribbles to the left elbow, puts up the 13-footer, no good. Gabby Nickel grabs her second rebound. Outlet pass into the front court to Miller. Miller will wait for their teammates and give it to Lundeen. Lundeen brings it between the circles. Slowly dribbles to the right side against this 1-3-1 zone. Prasoski back up top. Lundeen fakes the three, drives the lane, scoops it up and scores. If she's going to fake out the top of the 1-3-1, somebody's got to slide over and help. And they have not figured that out quite yet for Amherst. And as they try to go coast-to-coast, a reach-in foul going to be called here on Axtell. This one's going to be called on Carly Prasoski. That'll be her second and the team's fifth. Three fouls have been called on Amherst so far, but two of those were on Tobenheim. Amherst ball to throw it into the front court. Dump it in towards the timeline to Tobenheim. Guarded out here by Nickel. Sydney dribbling left to right, but not really going anywhere. And then might have stepped out of bounds, but they're going to say first it was touched by Kring. And it'll be Amherst to throw it in front of the bench. And Axtell will bring Catherine Sorensen into the game. And Kring will get a breather. 5:55 to go here in the first half. It's 21-11, Axtell. Amherst gets it in. Driving, shooting, taking the 10-footer. No good, Tobenheim. And trying to get the rebound, Nickel will be fouled. And that could be the third on Tobenheim, who was reaching in from behind. That's exactly what happened. Her third foul. And anytime you're coming from the backside, trying to sneak around, reach around, they're going to ding you on that more often than not. And that means 5:46 on the bench. And this is what got Amherst in trouble in the first quarter, how they lost the lead. They couldn't handle the press. And Tobenheim, can Coach Eckhout afford to keep her down? But that was one that Sydney should not have done in the first place and got herself in trouble with her third foul. At the end of one quarter of play up at Kearney High, it's Broken Bow 9 and Gibbon 2. And that's currently on ESPN 1460. Here's Sorensen in the paint. She gets a turnaround jumper from 10. No good. Then she's over the back trying to get the rebound that was grabbed by Courtney Martinson. Sorensen will pick up her first personal foul. Sixth team foul. And when I was talking with Coach Eckout before the game, I said, can you make free throws? She said some of the time. So I think Amherst is going to get a chance to shoot some free throws as this game progresses. They're going to have to take advantage as Eckout's pass is knocked out of bounds. And Amherst, again, without your point guard, working against pressure that puts different kids in different places, and they're not exactly sure all the time what to do. Eckout with a basketball. On the inbounds pass, dribbles to the top of the circle. Looks for a screen. There is none. Gives it to Martinson. Now to Juergens. Juergens puts the jumper up on the baseline and scores. Casey Juergens, the first bucket for her since the opening bucket of the game, and it's 21-13. Axtell by 8. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Cats ball between the circles. Spreading it out here. Amherst staying in that zone. Lundeen up top to Nickel. Nickel dribbles to the right side. Looks for Wells in the corner. Went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Dump it off Prasoski. Shot blocked from the backside by Martinson, but picked up by Axtell. And that leaves Wells. She'll drive. Missed the open layup. And a rebound grabbed here by Amherst and Heather Bentley. Up ahead. Baseball pass. And they throw it past Ashley Kreitz. And out of bounds. Amherst has had opportunities like that so far in the game that have gotten away from them as well, trying to make that long pass. Ashley Snell will check in for the Wildcats. Amherst will try and put a little pressure on, but I don't think they've got anybody that can match up with Lundeen. She's going to burn you more often than not. Gives it to Snell, drives the left baseline. Short jumper, no good. Ball batted into the hands of Casey Juergens. Back over to Martinson, and Martinson will bring the ball up the floor. 5'9 junior comes across the timeline. Snell forces her into the corner, gives it to Eckout. And then the pass thrown away by Amherst again. And I think Amherst getting a little frustrated. They've made a couple of passes that even in practice they'd blow the whistle, make you run a little bit for. A couple of unforced errors there for the Broncos, unfortunately, on their side of the court. Axtell, as we said, from the very get-go, they want to score and put the press on, and they struggled early just getting scoring, but when they did, they forced a ton of turnovers. 13 of them now for Amherst as the ball's kicked. And back in will be Dunnerman, and Eckout will check out here for Amherst. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats will tell you more about this sub-district and what's to come up tomorrow night. With the basketball, Sorensen, bounce pass up top. Gets it to Lundeen, holds the ball above her head, trying to get it into Kring, telegraphed the pass. It's knocked away by Bentley, but again, Axtell's the first one to the ball, and Axtell wants to call a timeout. 3:34 to go here in the first half of play. D19 girls sub-district opener. It is Axtell 21, Amherst 13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Of course, the boys' sub-districts get underway next week. We will have this same sub-districts for you, the one here at Kearney Catholic, D19, plus the C110 going on at Kearney High. Getting you closer to the state tournament, plus state wrestling this week. Amherst fans know all about that. Axtell out of the timeout, trying to set up a play from underneath their own hoop. It's covered, so they'll kick it out top. And Schnell will come into the paint, kick it to the corner. Sorensen, 14-footer, skips out. No good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Amherst. Checking back in for Axtell. Looks like they'll go to Sophie Melema. Had to play and start a lot this year when Kring was out. And now Amherst to throw it in against full court pressure. Get it into the hands of Heather Bentley. Bentley will bring the ball across the timeline. Pass swatted right back to her. Throws over the pressure. Ooh, nearly a foul. And getting the basketball will be Martinson. Martinson kicks it back out front. Axtell all over Amherst right now. into the corner. Here's an 18-footer on the way. No good by Martinson. And the rebound brought down by Hannah Kring. She'll give it to Lundeen, who looks far down the floor, makes a 50-foot pass into the corner to Sorensen. Beautiful pass into Kring, and she'll score. Sorensen finds the trailer. Kring and Hannah has 7 points here in the game, 23-13. Again, Taubenheim on the bench. Foul trouble. Coach Eckout calls the timeout with a 10-point deficit and 2:37 to go here before half. The Broncos don't want to fall down anymore. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. Now's the time for a check of your home, auto, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. It's Axtell 23, Amherst 13.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 2:35 to go in the first half. 23-13, Axtell leading Amherst here in the D19 girls sub-district. Amherst breaks the press this time. Juergens comes all the way in. Reverse layup. And a foul call from out of the wing there. We'll send Casey Juergens to the line to shoot her first free throws of the evening. And it's going to be called on the freshman, Sophie Melema. 4 points for Juergens. Couple of rebounds. Couple of blocks here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Axtell had been sitting on those six fouls for quite some time. That's only the third point of this second quarter for Axtell. Second free throw for Juergens. On the way, and that rolls off no good. Rebound brought down by Melema, who committed the foul, to Lundeen. Pushes it down the middle of the floor, looks things over, has good court vision, draws the double team into the corner. Wells for three. It's off the iron, no good. Ball being tapped around, and Amherst will come out of there with it. Eckout with the outlet pass, tries to get into the front court to Bosshammer, knocked away. And who are they going to give the ball to? Yeah, I think the official pointed the wrong way, and they'll get that corrected. It's Amherst basketball. And they'll lob it out between the circles to Eckout. Jess goes back on the left wing to Kreitz. Kreitz back to Eckout, who's been kind of quiet. She can light it up from the outside. Has the 1 3-pointer. Amherst is dribbling the wrong way towards midcourt right now. Bosshammer, crossover, working on Wells. Off the pick, around Kring. Now tries to dump it off with a one-foot pass, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Axtell. Fourth turnover of the quarter here for Amherst. A lot of good penetration that time, but when it was time to make the pass, the post didn't move. And it ended up being a one-foot bounce pass, and Axtell was all over it. So Lundeen comes into the front court to Kring, who's outside the arc. Reverse it quickly, trying to find Lundeen for a three. Eckout's on her. Lundeen gives it off to Melema. Foul on a shot, which will not go from nine. But Sophie will get a couple of free throws here. With 1.5 to go in quarter number two, the foul on Jaden Bosshammer is her first. And the first free throw for Melema on the way, and it's good right through there. First point for Sophie. 24-14, Axtell. And back in for Amherst is Courtney Martinson and Steph Dunnerman. Rubicek stays out there along with Eckout and Bosshammer. Second free throw now for Melema. On the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Martinson. Martinson will give it off to Bosshammer. Bosshammer brings the ball up the floor on the right side. Stops when she gets across the timeline. Fires it off to Martinson. Dribbles into the right-hand corner. Picks the dribble up. needs some help. Finally goes down to the low block. Rubicek throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Lundin. Lundin again in amongst the maze. Bounce pass underneath to Wells. Her jumper off the glass from 10 is good. Another assist for Lundin and a 12-point lead now for Axtell. Leading it by a score of 26-14. Martinson dribbles it off her leg, barely saves it. Gives it off to Bosshammer. Axtell's defense is superb, especially here in this second quarter. On the left wing, Eckhout finally gets a chance at another three and buries it. Jess with her second three-pointer of the ball game, 26-17. And Axtell will throw it into Lundin with 30 seconds to go. Looks like they would want to play for the last shot here and go to the locker room with a good lead. Will it be single digits or will it be double digits? As Wells off the high pick. And I think we're going to get a hip check called on Amherst. Now, it is not enough to put Axtell in the 1-1. Foul is on Eckhout. That'll be her first. And the team's sixth foul. So Axtell will take it out on the side with Prasoski. 16 seconds to go before halftime. And Prasoski looking, has to come out top. Does to Nickel, right back to Carly. Drives in, looking to the baseline, Kring. Kring's 12-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out to Wells. Wells gets a good look, and she'll score. Still 6 seconds to go here. Amherst is not going to get a shot away, and we are at halftime with your score. The Axtell Lady Wildcats, 28, and the Amherst Lady Broncos, 17. This is the D19 Girls Sub-District Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
The fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where it is halftime of our girls' D19 sub-district opening round game, Axtell 28 and Amherst 17. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Well, coming up, we have got more sub-district basketball action. We will be here the rest of the week. The games on Tuesday and Thursday will air on ESPN 1460 and 1550, as well as online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The winner of this game will play Overton tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, and then Wilcox-Hildreth will play Elm Creek, and that is at 7:45. The finals will be Thursday at 7 o'clock. Then on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow night, we'll have the C-110 semifinals. Minden will take on the winner of tonight's Gibbon Broken Bow game. That game is at 6 o'clock, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Centura, a rematch of last Tuesday's game, which the Stars won here at home rather handily, but they had a big second quarter. They won it 60-38. They outscored Centura by 17 in that second quarter. The rest of the game was played pretty even, and there's a great rivalry there in the Lou Platte between the Stars and the Centurions. But everybody wants to see that battle of the only two unbeaten teams in the state on Thursday. And if Kearney Catholic and Minden both advance, and that's what we'll have Thursday here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock. A reminder that we've also got state wrestling. We will have updates every hour, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on Classic Hits on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, 1230 AM KHAS, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll keep you informed as well. Friday night, as always, live coverage of the state semifinals, which get underway at 5 o'clock. We'll have all the action for you in the championship semifinals and consolation wrestlebacks. Friday, Larry Baker, Jeff Babel, Bill Lentz. We're going to have a great crew down in Omaha to bring you all of the wrestling excitement. Again, remember, this year's schedule, B and C are up first, and that's at 9:30 on Thursday. The Amherst faithful, they'll get to drive down on Thursday if they so choose. Action won't begin there until 4:30 in the afternoon. And then the finals on Saturday, a little later than it's ever been, won't get going until 3 o'clock at the Century Link Center. And then next week, same schedule with the boys' sub-districts, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Girls' district finals will be a week from Friday. Halftime at Kearney High School. It is Broken Bow 23 and Gibbon 13. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We've got the first half stats and looks at other sub-districts. When we come back, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Axtell 28 and Amherst 17.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Taking a look at some of the other sub-districts and what's going on for listening area teams in Class C1, St. Paul and Wood River are playing right now over at Northwest. The winner gets Central City, and Adams Central plays Grand Island Central Catholic. And going on tonight at Sutherland, Cozad's playing Chase County. The winner will get Hershey, and Gothenburg is taking on Ogallala. Ogallala, some of the teams here, both Amherst and Kearney Catholic, saw them in the holiday tournament. In Class C2, games of note that are going on tonight. The C2 7 only has four teams, so they play in Geneva at Fillmore Central tomorrow. Superior against Thayer Central. Sutton taking on Sandy Creek. Tonight in Minden, Donovan Trumbull is playing Franklin. The winner gets Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow, and Southern Valley is taking on Blue Hill. Those are the C2 games. Broken Bow tomorrow. Ravenna will play Stapleton, McPherson County, and Ord will play Arcadia Loop City in the C2-11. In D1, besides what we've got going on right here at St. Paul tonight, Cedar Valley is playing Cross County. The winner gets Humphrey St. Francis, and then Palmer plays Fullerton. Tomorrow night at St. Cecilia, Red Cloud will play Harvard, and Shelton will take on Heartland Lutheran. In Ord, Burwell and Twin Loop are playing tonight, with the winner getting Sandhills Thedford tomorrow. South Loop and Ansley Litchfield will also play tomorrow night. We are here at the D1-9, the D1-10 at Southern Valley tomorrow. Arapahoe will play Alma, and Cambridge will take on Southwest. And finally, in D2 action, going on sub-district-wise in the listening area of note, we can tell you that tonight Kennesaw and Pleasanton are playing at Hastings Adams Central. The winner gets Giltner. And Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson play tomorrow. Lexington tonight, Loomis is playing Elwood. The winner gets Bertrand tomorrow, with SEM taking on Eustace Farnham. And I believe that covers pretty much anybody in the close proximity to our listening area. Now let's take a look at the first half stats. First off, for Amherst, Madison Miller, 1 point. Heather Bentley, 2 rebounds. Jessica Eckout has hit 2 3-pointers and leads the way with 6 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Courtney Martinson, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Sierra Rubicek has a block, and Casey Juergens, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 11 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. At the half, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from three-point land, 5 blocks, 14 turnovers. Sydney Taubenheim been out most of this half. She's got 3 fouls and sat for about 4 minutes in the first quarter and 5.5 in the second. For Axtell, Kit Wells has 6 points and a rebound. Laura Lundeen leads the way with 14 points and 3 rebounds. Gabby Nickel, 3 rebounds. Carly Persosky, 2 rebounds. Hannah Kring, 7 points, 2 rebounds. And Sophie Melaba has 1 point and 1 rebound. 17 points in the first quarter and 11 in the second quarter. At the half, Axtell has 28 points, 12 rebounds. They're 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from three-point land, and 6 turnovers here in the first half. Carly Persosky, the only player with 2 fouls. At the half, Axtell 28, Amherst 17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, not a good start to the second half for Amherst. They're going to turn it over on the opening possession just 9 seconds in, and so Axtell is going to take it over. They'll bring it into the front court here, leading it by 11, 28-17. Amherst is going to stay, it looks like, in this 1-3-1 zone. Axtell tries to dump it inside. The ball is taken away by Courtney Martinson, so each team turns it over on their opening possession of the second half. Martinson will bring it across the timeline to the free throw line, then kick it out to Eckhout. Eckhout dribbles to the top of the circle against the man-to-man defense. Over to Taubenheim for 3. In and out, no good. Backside rebound is grabbed by Kreitz, and Ashley's going to be fouled. See who Axtell gets this one rung up on. It looks like it's Laura Lundeen. That'll be her second. First foul of the half. Amherst will take it out underneath their own hoop after the Kreitz rebound. Ashley will throw it in. Dumps it into Taubenheim in the corner. Knocked away by Crane. The steal made. And Lundeen will dribble it uncontested into the front court. Amherst even having trouble just getting the ball in bounds there as they forced it into the corner. Here's Persosky out to Nickel. Over to Lundeen. Open three. It's good. 17 points now for Laura Lundeen. The biggest lead of the game for Axtell is 14. They lead it 31-17. Up the floor, Taubenheim gets it down to the low block. Martinson has her shot blocked underneath by Hannah Kring, and Lundeen picks up the loose basketball. Baseball pass to the other end. Kit Wells has it, drives, shoots too strong. Offensive putback, a foul will be called to send Hannah Kring to the line. It's all Axtell right now. They are just out-quicking Amherst at everything. Defense, putting the pressure on, poking the ball away from behind, trapping, getting to those inbounds passes. And the foul called on Jessica Eckhout will be her second. The free throw by Kring is up and in. And Axtell is just about ready to run away and hide with this one, 32-17. It had been a 9-point game right before half, and now it is 16 as that free throw is up and in. The first 5 points of the second half belong to Axtell. Amherst finally breaks the press, gets a layup at the other end, and Juergens will score. She's got 7, and Amherst is going to need a lot more of that. Hustling it back up the floor, Lundeen gives it to Wells, dribble it off a leg. The ball is loose. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Axtell. Kring was able to find it just to force the tie-up and keep the ball in the Wildcats' hands. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. And Wells will throw it in uncontested. Lava to the high post, Prasoski. Trouble grabbing it, so she'll just throw it back out top. Off the pick, Lundeen. Ball fake, can't get the shot away. Uses her dribble, wrap around pass to Kring. Attacks the low block. And there is foul number four on Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim probably wasn't supposed to be matched up on Kring, but the way they switched, she was. And now what do you do if you're Coach Nikki Eckout? The free throw by Kring is up and no good. Going to take her out for a little bit, but Taubenheim's played 2 minutes here, 2.5 in the second. So that's 4.5. She's played less than a quarter of basketball. And the second free throw, Kring, is good. So Kring now is 4 of 5 at the line, has 10 points, and it's 34-19. And here we go again. Amherst has got to handle this pressure, and they're relying on Martinson. She'll throw over to Eckout. She'll fire a three and nail her third one. Jessica Eckout sure loves that wing. She's got a three in each quarter, and it's going to take some of those to keep Amherst in this game. At the other end, wide open underneath is Wells. Nobody got her. And Kit lays it up and in. She's got 8. 36-22. So Axtell doing what breaks the opposition's back. They're behind. They finally get a bucket, and Axtell answers right back. Now they force the turnover, knocked out of there by Prasoski. Nickel pulls up from 10. A little strong. The ball goes out of bounds off of Axtell. And Amherst will bring Heather Bentley into the ball game. And checking out will be Kreitz. So Bentley, Juergens, Eckout, Martinson, and Jaden Bosshammer, who will bring the ball up, and Axtell actually doesn't pressure it this time off the inbounds to Bosshammer. Pick him up across the timeline. Jaden swings it over to Martinson, tries to find a screen. There are no screens, and she dribbles out of bounds. Martinson comes right around the right side of the three-point arc, and nobody set a screen for her. She just kept dribbling until she ran out of real estate. Amherst with their 18th turnover of the ball game. 36-22, Axtell. The winner gets Overton tomorrow night at 6 here at Kearney Catholic. Off the dribble, Lundeen into the double team. Tipped away, got it back over to Prasoski, to Wells. Ball fake three, and here they're going to call her for that traveling violation. 8th turnover for Axtell. Dunnerman back in for Amherst, and Martinson will check out. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Monday night, the opening games of the postseason. Girls play-in games as Bosshammer has the dribble. Lobs it inside. Juergens gets a 7-foot leaner with traffic. No good. And then I think they're going to get her for the foul as Kring grabbed the rebound but then fell to the floor. Juergens with her second personal foul, third team foul. Sorensen now re-enters for Axtell. And Axtell will bring the ball across the timeline. Here comes Lundeen. Ball between the circles. Swings it over on the left side. Holding it will be Prasoski. Just holding the ball up top to Sorensen. Amherst looks like maybe they have switched up here a little bit what they're doing defensively. More of a man-to-man down to the baseline. Trying to get it to Prasoski up top. Here's a 19-footer on the way. Wells, and she banked it in. And it's going your way when you bank in the long-range one. 38-22, a 16-point lead, and now trapped in the backcourt is going to be Amherst. And then when they throw it off the leg of Lundeen, it ricochets off Bosshammer. And those last two plays just tell you how the game's been going tonight. Even when Amherst makes the right play, they have a little bit of bad luck. And Axtell will get the basketball, but after the first three minutes of this game, when Axtell was able to put the pressure on, it's just the difference. They're forcing the turnovers, getting some layups. And outside of a few three-point buckets from Jessica Eckout, they have really shut Amherst down. Sorensen with it at the top of the circle. Bounce pass over to Snell, into the left-hand corner to Prasoski. Kind of all alone there. Starts to dribble inside on Juergens, who cuts her off. Kicks it back out to Snell. She'll go ahead and take the long-range jumper. It's no good. Rebound, Snell followed her shot, and a foul called. Foul's going to be called on Steph Dunnerman, her first. And it will be free throws here for Ashley Schnell looking for her first points of the ball game. And the free throw is no good. Most of the free throws in the game had been taken by Hannah Kring. And back in for Axtell is Reagan Miller. Amherst is sliding some more players in there. Tobenheim is staying in with those four fouls. Dunnerman, Rubicek, along with Martinson, Bentley, joining Tobenheim on the floor. Snell with her second free throw. It won't go, but an offensive rebound. Lundeen just went in quicker. Amherst post players did not come off the ball, and Lundeen got in there really quick, maybe too quick, and now a steal made. Snell goes in. She's fouled. Two free throws coming. Courtney Martinson with her first personal foul. And Axtell leads it 40-22. And what could be the final game coached by Nikki Eckhout, who had said earlier this season that she was going to hang him up for a while after this year. Watch the kids play a little more. Free throw by Schnell up and in. She's got her first point. 41-22. Second free throw now. Coming up. And it is good. So she hits them both. And that makes it a 20-point ball game now in favor of Axtell, 42-22, as they kick it out to Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the left wing decides to back up and fire the three all the way around and out. And then the ball punched out of bounds by Axtell. Amherst is 3 of 7 from the outside. All three that were made by Jessica Eckhout. And Amherst will throw it in. Into the ball game, Madison Miller drives, kicks it back into the corner to Martinson. Doesn't want the long-range jumper. Back out to Miller. Back up top to Tobenheim. 2:45 to go. Third quarter of play. Coach Kelly Cooksley still coaching over there with a 20-point lead, trying to keep his girls sharp on the floor. Off the high pick, Martinson drives right side and just dribbled it right off the leg out of bounds. She looked up to see if there was another defender, and out of bounds went the basketball. Back in will be Kit Wells for Axtell. Amherst made it to the state tournament in 2011 and 2012. Unfortunately, they had to play West Point Guardian Angels both years. Gave them a battle the second season, but those were the first two times they'd been there since Callaway. They've made it to state three times but have never been able to advance out of that first round. Twice, they were right there. Axtell, of course, they've had some memorable girls' basketball teams, but it's been a while. Into the right-hand corner, Lundeen's going to try a three. That one's no good, but the long rebound is run down by Kit Wells, and a timeout will be called here by Axtell. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play, it is Axtell 42, Amherst 22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney Catholic. The girls' D19 sub-district opener, and Axtell has opened it up here in the second half, taking that 11-point lead out to 20, 42-22 with a minute 45 to go here in the third. They get it inside Sorensen. She turns, has it blocked and taken away by Rubicek. Outlet pass, trying to get it up into the front court. Here's Tobenheim, left-hand layup, good. Tobenheim with her first bucket of the basketball game, and gets that scoreboard moving in the positive direction for the Broncos, 42-24. Again, Amherst won the first meeting, but at Axtell, they were really decimated that night. No Kring, no Lundeen, no Sorensen. Different story here tonight. Over to Kit Wells. Looks like whatever Coach Cooksley decided to do during that timeout, take the air out of the ball a little bit. Lundeen drives, has her shot blocked by Juergens, and then we're going to have another jump ball. This time the arrow points the way of Amherst. So Amherst, let's see if they can get another bucket, maybe a couple before the end of the quarter, at least give yourself a fighting chance in the fourth quarter. If you could cut it from 20 down to about 14 with a couple more buckets here, and instead they throw it right to Axtell on the press. Prasoski steals it away, dribbles to the baseline, dribbles through the paint, kicks it back out, 19-footer by Lundeen is all net. Lundeen with 7 of the quarter, 21 of the game, and it's back to a 20-point lead. So turnovers just the death of Amherst here this evening, and they're going to have another one. Tavenheim trying to get it into the front court to break that press and give him a three-on-one. Instead, the ball goes out of bounds. Tough one here for Amherst. This is not their best ball game of the season, obviously. They'd won three of their last five coming in. Those losses to the two teams that played in the conference finals in Overton and Elm Creek. And it looks like they're going to hold for the last shot here, Will Axtell. As they do, we remind you, we're here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're looking for a new used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service. As the three in the corner, well, Lundeen had her toe on the line, but she still hits it. And it's now a 22-point game. Still 8 seconds to go. Tavenheim checks the clock across the timeline. Going to get a shot away. Ooh, a foul going to be called. Wells trying to catch her from behind, commits the foul, but it's a 22-point game. They're not going to worry too much about that. Free throws coming up. Second one on Kit Wells. Just the second foul of the half on Axtell. And Sydney Tavenheim's first trip to the line. She'll shoot three free throws. And the first one on the way. No good. Just a half a second left here in the quarter. Two more free throws coming up. The second one is on the way here, and it is going to bounce in. One more coming up. And Axtell's going to sub with a half second. And the third free throw now for Sydney Tavenheim. On the way, and it is going to bounce around, won't go, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. 46-25, Axtell leading Amherst, and we will be back with fourth quarter action after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We're ready to go to the fourth quarter, and it is all Axtell. They lead it 46-25, and we'll get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Laura Lundeen with 23. Hannah Kring and Kit Wells have 10 apiece. Jessica Eckout has 9 on 3 three-pointers for Amherst. On the elbow with it is going to be Prasoski. Look for the back cut. It was covered, so now she'll dribble around, bounce her way back in there. Shot up no good. Kring offensive putback. It's no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Jessica Eckout. Up ahead to Tavenheim. Tavenheim pushes the ball up the floor, looking for folks to get out of the way. Underneath, nice pass. The shot by Kreitz won't go. Got it back and back up. It spins out, but a foul. Boy, both of those by Kreitz bounced all around the inner cylinder and would not go. Ashley will go to the line to shoot two. Amherst is 4 of 8 at the line, and Axtell is 9 of 13. But the story, turnovers. Amherst 23, Axtell 8. And the free throw on the way, and that's going to bounce off the rim, no good. And again, we told you early on, Sydney Tobenheim spent a lot of time on the bench tonight with foul trouble, didn't have her at the point, and that ended up costing him a lot with some turnovers. And the free throw is up, and Kreitz will get the second one. Always want to have your quarterback out there. 26 points on the night for Amherst, the first for Kreitz. Across the timeline with it is Lundeen. Over to Nickel. Off the screen, stays outside the arc right side, gives it to Prasoski, trying to spread the floor here against the Amherst man-to-man. They played zone. It didn't work. Crane comes out, takes it, hands it to Wells, dribbles into the double team, leaves it for Lundeen. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Offensive rebound. Kit Wells gives it off to Prasoski. And Prasoski's going to back it out and reset it with 6:50 to go in a basketball game. And we got a travel called here as Lundeen took the quick step. Well, it's closer up at Kearney High after trailing by 10 at the half. Gibbon has cut it to 6. Broken Bow 31, Gibbon 25 at the end of 3 on ESPN 1460. In the C110, the winner gets Minden tomorrow night. And Kearney Catholic will play Centura. Here's Tobenheim. She drives. Her scoop shot rolls off. She gets the foul. They'd love to get a couple of those to fall, get some three-point play opportunities instead of have to do everything the hard way, but that's the way it's been tonight for Amherst. Hannah Kring with her first personal foul. Sydney Tobenheim, 1 of 3 at the line, 3 points, and the first of two is on the way, and it's right through there. Don't forget tomorrow night, the games here at Kearney Catholic in this D1 will be on ESPN 1460, and the games in the C1 from Kearney High will be on Classic Hits. Tobenheim hits them both, and it's 46-28. First 3 points here in the fourth quarter, scored by Amherst, but they've got to find a way to get a heck of a run going. They need to force some turnovers, and Lundeen handling the basketball. Gives it over to Nickel. To the high post, back to Lundeen. She'll drive, or that's Nickel, excuse me. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Juergens. And Juergens gives it off to Tobenheim. Tobenheim behind the back, gets by Nickel to the free throw line. Kicks it to Eckout. Covered. Trying to get a three. Forces the three and hit it. Oh, my. Shot put it. And hits her fourth three, and it was all net. Eckout with a three in each quarter. And a 6-0 start here. Has cut it to 15, 46-31. And Axtell just needs to go back to what they were doing. Take care of that basketball. And out front here, a reach-in foul on Courtney Martinson, her second. That is the sixth team foul. And checking in will be Heather Bentley. And Axtell does that inbounds play where everybody's at half court, kind of tries to confuse the defense. And then they sprint towards the baseline. The inbounds pass gets it out to Lundeen. Well covered there by Bentley. Lundeen tries to drive, puts the runner up. It sticks on the heel and falls through. 25 for Laura Lundeen. And their first points of the fourth quarter. Tobenheim brings the ball into the front court. Sydney gives it off to Bentley. Bentley back to Tobenheim. Can't get the three away. Lundeen on her in the Axtell man-to-man. Down to the post. They'll get a foul called, and Casey Juergens will go to the line. Two free throws for Juergens. And the foul's on Hannah Kring, her second. And the first of two free throws here for Juergens. She's 1 of 2, has 7 points, 3 boards, 3 blocks. It's up. It is no good. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Amherst, at the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. As the second free throw in and out as well, and Kring will grab her fifth rebound, and then her pass knocked away. What's our official going to say? It's going to belong to Axtell as Bentley stepped in there. Now for Amherst, Dunnerman and Kreitz and Leach are the only seniors on the team, so most of these players are going to be back next year for whoever the new coach is at Amherst. Across the timeline with it is Laura Lundeen. Coach Eckhout saying she wanted to leave when the cupboard wasn't bare. Well, there'll be a lot of talent coming back next season for Amherst. And I'll guarantee you they will not be the 5 seed in their sub-district tournament. Up top with it will be Kit Wells, and they probably shouldn't be this year. They're 12-10. That's good for a 2 in some, for a 1 in others. 4:50 to go, 48-31. Axtell with the lead, driving in Prasoski. Jump stop into paint, and we got a reach-in foul. Called, but that's going to mean a 1-1. Coming up for Carly Prasoski, who has not scored tonight. Doesn't look to shoot a lot, but she can get you 6-8 a game. Just hasn't happened this evening. And checking in Sorensen for Axtell. And for Amherst, Dunnerman and Rubicek. Checking out Juergens and Kreitz. Kreitz had her first foul whistled on that play. Front end of the 1-1 for Carly Prasoski. It's on the way, and it is off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Rubicek. Outlet pass to Eckout. Into the front court, they find Tobenheim. Sydney dribbles back to the top of the circle, looking for a screen to be set, and a travel on Amherst. That is the first turnover of the fourth quarter, but it is the 24th of the game on the Broncos. Amherst is not shoring up their screens. They just kind of stand in the area and don't get a good screen set. We've seen that 3 or 4 times in the game today. And across the timeline with it will be Lundeen. Gets it to the right elbow to Prasoski. Bentley went for the steal, didn't quite get it into the corner. Here's an 18-footer on the way. Nickel, no good. Rebound to Tobenheim. Tobenheim wants to get it up the floor, but it's 1-on-3. Gets around 1-2, comes in. Contact, they let it go, and the shot is good. Tobenheim with all 7 of her points in the second half. And you can see what the difference is for Amherst when she's on the court handling the basketball. 48-33. Playing with those 4 fouls. Picked up her 3rd with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's an open jumper, Prasoski. She'll take the 10-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Dunnerman. Dunnerman needs some help. Now Tobenheim comes back to get the ball. Sydney will bring the ball up the floor. Across the timeline. Get a play set up here. 3.5 to go. Tobenheim looks for the pick. Switch there. Sorensen on her. Back out top to Eckout. Covered by Kit Wells. Eckout trying to shake her here. Ball knocked out of her hands off of Amherst and out of bounds. And Axtell will throw it in. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Visco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the final stats, chat with the coaches, and get you back to the rest of your Monday night here on Classic Hits. Seems like the game's breezing along, but we have played for over 1 hour and 10. Into the corner, Sorensen. Both players leave her alone, so Catherine takes the 15-footer, no good. Follows her shot. Prasoski grabs the rebound, and a timeout will be called by Axtell. 2:58 to go in our game. Axtell 48, Amherst 33. You're listening to the D19 Sub-District here on Classic Hits, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Axtell has only been to state once since winning the championship in 1995. They made it to the semifinals in 2007. And a healthy Axtell team putting on a good show here so far tonight. 48-33 over Amherst. They're going to draw Overton, the top seed, tomorrow at 6 on a pick and roll. Tried to get it to Prasoski. Eckhout steps in to help and punch the ball out of bounds. Both teams coming in with 12 wins on the season. But Amherst, who made it into the conference semifinals, got to play that one extra game. As the inbounds pass to Prasoski. And Axtell pretty content and patient with the basketball right here. Axtell That rematch with Overton, they played them twice this season, lost them both, once before Christmas, 64-59 entertaining, and then in the quarterfinals, 55-51, so both games have been very close, and Tobenheim will steal the ball out top, heads to the other end, and is going to be fouled strongly by Sorensen. Catherine made sure that there was going to be no points on that play. That'll be her second one, just didn't rake her arms or tackle her, but the way she blocked her way to the hoop made sure that she wasn't going to get that shot away. And at the line will be Tobenheim shooting two. With 2:17 to go, the first one is good. 48-34. Amherst was down by 21 to start this fourth quarter. And Axtell has only scored 2 points so far. But Amherst just hasn't been able to get enough buckets, hitting a few free throws. That one, though, is no good. And the rebound brought down by Carly Prasoski. Both teams in the 1-1 for the final 2:15. Prasoski brings it into the front court. Amherst has the ball tipped. Bentley couldn't quite get the clean steal. Prasoski continues to dribble, decides to take it all the way in. Her jumper is no good. Martinson will grab her third rebound. Courtney will push the ball up the floor. Thought about going all the way. Now to Eckout. Off the screen. Fires the three-pointer. That one's off the mark. No good. Finally missed one. She'd hit four. Rebound brought down by Nickel. That would have cut it to 11. And at the other end, the layup is up and in by Carly Prasoski. And that should just about do it. 50-34. Axtell with a minute and a half to go. Tobenheim across the timeline. And we see both coaches starting to empty their bench. Sending him to the scorer's table. Bentley into the corner to Tobenheim. She'll fire the three-pointer. That one won't go. Rebound, Eckout. She'll put it up. It won't go. Coming out of there with it will be Laura Lundeen. Into the front court, Prasoski. And she's going to have it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Bentley. With a minute 12 to go, and here come the subs. Checking in for Amherst will be Madison Miller, Ashley Kreitz, Shayna Leach, Jaden Bosshammer, and Madison Miller will check in for the Amherst Broncos, who will end their season at 12-11. For Axtell, a lot of the girls we've seen, Schnell and Reagan Miller and Season Melama, but also checking in there, looks like Sophie Melama and Season are both in, along with Whitney Robinson. On the inbounds pass, they get it to Melama, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ashley Kreitz. 50-34, Axtell. Into the front court, Bosshammer with 1 minute remaining. Jaden back out top to Leach. Shayna fires it over here on the left wing to Kreitz. Kreitz back out to Leach. One dribble. Ball got knocked out of the air, and it's going to go off her foot and out of bounds. Now checking in will be Dunnerman. And Miller will check out. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we'll let you know what's still to come for these basketball teams, especially for Axtell as we get a jump ball here. That one is forced by Leach, and that will be Amherst basketball. Axtell, just their 11th turnover of the night. Again, the winner of this side plays the winner in the D110. And Arapahoe, the top seed there, no slouch at 20-3. Crossover dribble, nice bounce pass inside by Bosshammer. Murphy, it was not able for her to pick it up. Steal made to the other end. Mello will lay it up, and no good by Season. And the rebound is grabbed by Madison Murphy. And to the other end comes Amherst, trying to get a shot away. The ball knocked out of there with 13 seconds to go. And to throw it in will be Ashley Kreitz. Amherst will stack the right side of the lane. One more chance here. Lob it out top to Bosshammer. Bosshammer gives it over to Dunnerman. To Kreitz. Kreitz drives in. Back to Dunnerman. She'll fire up a long-range jumper. No good. And that is the end of the basketball game. The shot at the horn by Shayna Leach hits the front of the rim. And the game is over. The final score. The Axtell Lady Wildcats, 50. And the Amherst Lady Broncos, 34. Amherst will end their season at 12-11. Axtell improves to 13-9. And they'll get their third meeting with Overton, a team that's beaten them by 4 and 5 points in the two previous meetings. And the game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN 1460 and 1550, followed by Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth at 7:45. We'll be back with the coaches' interviews and final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location located in Ord. Misco Sports will be better equipped for the games you play. 50-34, final score in favor of Axtell. We'll give you all the numbers right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Don't forget, Crossroads Ford is your proud supporter of area teams and athletes located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. If you're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. Final score here tonight, 50-34. Axtell takes care of Amherst. We'll look at all the final numbers in just a little bit. We'll tell you that Laura Lundeen led the way for Axtell tonight with 25 points in the victory. 10 points for Kit Wells and Hannah Kring, and they forced Amherst into 27 turnovers. And we'll talk now with the head coach at Axtell, and Kelly Florell. And Coach
Florell.
Or
holy cow, Doug! How long have I known you?
I think I did that earlier tonight too. To tell you the truth, I got this Loomis green on.
That's fine.
I'm going to get punched. Kelly Cooksley with this here. Sorry, Coach.
No, that's fine.
As we talked before the ball game, very few times do you play on a Monday night in the postseason thinking that you have a chance to win multiple games, but there is no reason that any team that played in this five-team sub-district doesn't think that they can go deep, especially with the deceiving record you guys have, because three of your main cogs have missed most of this season or part of this season.
You know, and it showed tonight. We had a little bit of depth. I could put some kids in there, and, you know, they played all year, and I felt comfortable putting them into the game, you know, some freshmen and stuff, and they really played well. And, you know, sometimes that's kind of a blessing in disguise. But, no, I'm really proud of our effort. And I tell you what, Amherst played very, very, very hard tonight. And, you know, I got to say, Coach Eckhout is one of the best around, and, you know, she's going to be missed in this game. So, But no, I'm proud of my kids, though. They really stepped up and survive in advance. That's what we're saying. So,
yeah, as we said, just a couple of state tournament appearances just 2 years ago in 11 and 12, and continuing to get winning records over there at Amherst. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to her as well before we wrap things up. But it was pretty obvious what the difference in the basketball game was tonight. You were going to pressure the first 3 minutes. You couldn't score, so you couldn't pressure.
Yep.
And I said, as soon as you guys start scoring, we're going to find out if Amherst can handle the press. Yep. And then Taubenheim got into foul trouble, and then that really limited what they could do.
Yeah, and we really, really, really focused on keeping her down a little bit. You know, Jessica's going to, you know, she's a good shooter, and but we really wanted to limit her dribble penetration. I thought our kids did a great job of that. But, you know, once she got in that foul trouble, I knew we've been working on our press and working on our press, and it's finally paid off a little bit here down the stretch with our last, you know, 7 or 8 games. You know, we've been pretty successful with it. So,
and when you force the turnovers, you know what to do with the basketball too. You're going to get some transition buckets.
Early in the year, we did not know what to do with it, but finally we are starting to finish a little bit more, and you know that's just we've actually, since our last loss to Overton, we've had 7 practices, I think. And, you know, I told the girls, I thought that was a blessing in disguise as well, because we got to finally get some of them girls that have been out some practice time instead of just throwing them into games. So
this was not a high rebounding type of basketball game, because you were scoring a lot or Amherst was turning it over. There weren't necessarily a lot of missed shots that were grabbed out there, but Hannah and Laura are always there to grab the loose ball. And Laura just continues to, I guess, amaze me. You know, she gets 25 points, and next thing you know, not only is she forcing a turnover, she's in the paint grabbing a rebound.
Yeah, and I told the Hub this about 2 weeks ago. I said, that girl deserves everything she gets. And, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of 5'3" guards in Class D1 that can average about 9 rebounds a game. So she's relentless, and I'm glad she's on our side.
Talk about where, I mean, I guess for the fans out there, how long have you felt comfortable with the lineup that you've got now? Because you, even these girls haven't played that much together in game situations this year.
You know, honestly, I think it was, to be honest, I think it was probably the Loomis game in
the
conference. And the, you know, they're starting to click a little bit, you know. But I told a buddy of mine, I said, I hope it's too little or not too little too late, you know. But, you know, they put me to rest when they said that, you know, Coach, we've been playing a long time together, so we'll click here soon. So,
well, 7 of the last 8 games you have won, including Wilcox Hildreth, including Eustace Farm, the only losses to Overton. And even when you weren't at full strength, it was a high-scoring, close game with Overton. So we get ready for tomorrow night, and I haven't been able to see Overton play a whole lot in the last month, but everybody's saying they're playing as good as they have played, too.
They are an outstanding basketball team, and they are not just Kinsey Enochs like they had been in the last couple years. They have some very good players, and, you know, it's going to take a good effort from our kids to come away with the win. But, you know, like you said earlier, anybody in this sub has as good a chance as anybody. So,
from the two, maybe just from conference, because I don't think that first meeting you can really take into account a whole lot, because both teams are a little bit from 2 weeks ago. What worked? What didn't work? What did they do that hurt you? What did you do that hurt them?
You know, the games were actually mirror images of each other from the first game to the second game. We were down, I think, 11 or 12 or 13 or something like that, and it was identical in conference, and we made a push, and, you know, we tied the game up with, I think, under a minute to go, and, you know, they got some key offensive rebounds, and that's one thing that they do really well. They have some very, very big girls that know how to use their bodies, and, you know, that's going to be a key, taking care of the ball tomorrow and rebounding. I think whoever wins those two will probably win the basketball game.
You played a lot of basketball, too. You kind of refreshed my memory on that. Not a lot of C&D girls play on Saturday night, but you guys played both Friday and Saturday. You had to play tonight. Any concern that might be a problem down the as you try to continue going here?
I thought it was, but actually I think it's probably paying off a little bit more. I mean, I gave them a day off last week, and you know, they had Sunday off. So, I mean, that was, you know, they're young. They're teenagers. They'll be able to get through it. But
all right, Kelly. Well, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow as you take on Overton.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Axtell coach Kelly Cooksley joining us here on the Misco Sports postgame show after their 50-34 victory over Amherst. We'll give you all the final numbers right after that.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Kelly Florell, and we will be back here with you on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of our basketball game. First of all, for Amherst, Madison Murphy had one rebound. Madison Miller had 1 point. Sydney Toppenheim had 8 points. All of those were in the second half, and she had one rebound. Heather Bentley, 2 rebounds. Shayna Leach, 1 rebound. Jessica Eckout led the way with 12 points on 4 3-pointers. She had 4 rebounds and a block shot. Ashley Kreitz, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Courtney Martinson, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block. Steph Dunnerman, a rebound. Sierra Rubicek, a rebound and 2 blocks. And Casey Jurgens had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. 8 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Amherst, 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Amherst had 17 points in each half, 34 points, 20 rebounds, 8 out of 16 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land. They did have 7 block shots, 27 turnovers. Amherst will end the season at 12 and 11. For Axtell, Kit Wells had 10 points, 3 rebounds. Laura Lundeen had a game-high 25 points, 5 rebounds. Gabby Nickel ends up with 4 rebounds. Carly Persosky, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Hannah Kring had 10 points, 5 rebounds and a block shot. Ashley Schnell, 2 points and a rebound. And Sophie Melema, 1 point and 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in each half for Axtell. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 at the first half. They were 5 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 5 in the second half. Axtell had 28 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. They only had 4 points in the fourth quarter, but it was enough to hold on to the lead that they had built. 50 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, 11 turnovers. Axtell improves to 13-9 on the season with a 50-34 win over Amherst. They'll advance for their third meeting with Overton tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the D19 semifinals. And we're joined now by Amherst head coach Nikki Eckout. And, Coach, I'm sure kind of a somber time in the locker room, not only because it's the end of the season, but you've decided it's time to step aside as well. So I guess you're going to have your thoughts about the game, or the thoughts of the game in your head right now, probably more than what you're going to be thinking about a week from now when you go, hey, I'm done for a while.
Yeah. You know, it was just unfortunate that it had to end that way, because I do think that we're a better ball team than maybe what the score showed, but at the same time, I thought this was the Axtell team that was going to be around all season long. And so I think maybe hopefully they're coming into their own now. You know, Laura Lundeen is just an excellent ball player. She's an excellent person, you know, just a fun kid. And I give them all the credit. They played great defense on us. We couldn't get the ball past half court. I don't know how many times, which, you know, Sydney Toppenheim being on the bench for the whole first half and part of the second didn't help.
Yeah.
But you know, they played, they had a good game plan and they executed it, and they're shutting the lights out, so I think the party's over.
Well, I mentioned it numerous times. You kind of, the one thing that you couldn't afford to do was lose your point guard tonight, and unfortunately that happened to Sydney. And when she got in there and got to play more in the second half, we saw what she could do, but the deficit was just a little too much to overcome.
Yeah, it was a little too much. And, you know, I thought some kids stepped up and shot the ball with Jess Geck out, shot the ball real well. Heather Bentley, again, played some great defense. So, you know, that's the beauty of me stepping away when I'm stepping away, is that I'm leaving the cupboard very full. And so whoever comes in and takes over next year is really going to have a nice team to work with. And so that makes me feel better about what I'm doing. And you know, I know they're going to be fine. They're going to have a tremendous year next year. So
yeah, usually coaches retire, they become analysts. So
hey,
you
wait,
know, there's...
we're not calling it retire because, see, that makes me feel old. We're saying I quit.
Oh,
I'm
no,
a quitter.
Never, never, never. That's when Connor was asking me from the Hub, I said, well, yeah, retire doesn't sound right, but that's what exactly it is. Talk a little bit about the seniors, though, that are going to be moving on.
You know, Steph Dunnerman, as a freshman, that kid didn't see an ounce of varsity playing time. But we made it to state that year, and she wasn't on varsity, and I'll never forget it. She, one of the seniors on the team that was on varsity, didn't order a state T-shirt. And we're getting ready for pictures, and Steph just like that, hands her shirt over, you know, gives that senior her T-shirt, her state T-shirt, and right then and there I knew, okay, this kid's going to be a gamer. You know, she's going to be there for the team, and she always was. She got more minutes this her senior year than I ever imagined she would. But she just... you know, she's a smart kid, you know, and she knows how to get where she needs to be. Ashley Kreitz, she's been a good kid all along. She's, I don't know that basketball's her favorite sport. I think volleyball probably is more, but she's always been there in the summers and gave 100%. And Shayna Leach, she didn't get to play much for me, but I tell you, she's a good kid, and she was in practice every day, and so... they're a good group of seniors, and I hope the younger kids learned a lot from them. So,
well, these FKC kids play so much against each other, not just during the season, but sometimes together over the summer. Sometimes that might make it even harder to coach against each other. You knew what they had. They know what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter, though. X's and O's are X's and O's, but... and you've seen this conference. You've seen how it works. It's whoever decides to show up on that given night. Axtell could come out of this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they honestly could. They could come out of this thing, and it wouldn't surprise me that much. I think Overton's a good ball team. They're going to have to play very well. But that being said, I still think it can happen.
That's what I said. When you've got five teams from the same conference and five teams with winning records, it's going to be wide open for anybody to get out of the thing this week. So.
Yep. I mean, we played Elm Creek just on Friday, and they're a nice ball club. You know, Shelby Brown, their post player, she schooled us, you know, and looking at her, you wouldn't think that she would, but boy, she's got some nice moves. And so, yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of days here for this sub-district, for our conference sub-district.
Well, Coach, it's always been a pleasure to work with you. You've been here since I've been here, so
yeah.
we're getting up there.
Yes.
So next year, you can, if you want to get into the analyst business, we've always got room for
it. That might be it. It's either that or maybe you know, looking into being a greeter, you know, at Walmart. That's what people always say. But I suppose I better keep teaching for a little bit.
Yeah, that pays better, by the way. Nikki, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for covering us in all the years. It's been a blast.
Always fun. Nikki Eckout, head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos, and we will take a final break and wrap things up from Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
We do have some other scores to pass along to you from tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460. It was Broken Bow taking care of Gibbon, pulling away in the fourth quarter from a six-point lead to win it by 19, 52-33. Other games tonight, it was Burwell beating Twin Loop in overtime, 35-33. Cedar Valley beat Cross County, 50-31. Cozad over Chase County, 38-34. Kennesaw edge Pleasanton, 42-38. In overtime, Loomis outscored Elwood 62-59. Other winners, not necessarily from the immediate listening area tonight: Aquinas, Battle Creek, Clearwater Orchard, Hardington, Madison, Maxwell did beat Medicine Valley, Maywood, Niobrara, Verdigre, and West Point Beamer among some of the other winners tonight. So tomorrow, here is your setup. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden will play Broken Bow at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and Centura, with the finals on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, we'll be back here at Kearney Catholic for Overton, Axtell at 6, then Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth, plus complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. Stop by and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, especially now that we're thinking about getting into spring. They'll take care of all your track and soccer, and of course, it's never too early to think baseball and softball. Misco Sports, headquartered in Ward, taking care of all of our area schools and athletes. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Gooda, saying thanks once again for joining us. And the final score here tonight, Axtell 50, Amherst 34.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Going to Bowling is